Prologue. Sarah. Paris. Ella's alive. It is the news I have hoped and prayed to receive for months on end. It doesn't feel real until I hear her voice on the phone, and suddenly, all the pieces of my heart, which I was certain would end up shattered, are healed. But too soon, she ends the connection. I hold the phone to my ear, not ready to let go of her, haunted by her secrecy and reliving the past 30 minutes that got me to this moment. I was in Chris's studio, reveling in the fact that this famous, sexy artist has been my husband for almost 2 weeks, and then it happened, the moment I'd been anticipating for months. I shut my eyes and live it again, because how can I not want to live it again? A Matchbox 20 song fills the air, fuel for his creative juices. A canvas is in front of him, a brush in his hand. He's only a few feet away from me, focused on his work, his longish blonde hair sexily mussed up, his feet bare, his jeans slung low. He wears no shirt, of course. He never paints with a shirt on, which is quite all right with me, considering I have a delicious view of a well-defined chest and his multicolored dragon tattoo that speaks of a jagged-edged past and a soul that is dark and light in equal parts, much like the paint he marks on his canvas. There is something special about watching him work here in Paris, in the city where he first picked up a brush that would turn him into a rock star of the art world, especially since he is painting me. I am naked and exposed in every way with this man, sitting in the alcove of a massive arched window, my legs pulled to my chest. There was a time when I swore I'd never let him paint me, when I knew he'd see things I didn't want him to see because I didn't want to see them myself. But that was then, and this is now. And while I am still damaged, still fighting old wounds, no one understands better about the cuts that never heal than Chris Merritt. No one understands the damage that can never be repaired, but simply caressed. We are two lost souls that were found in the fog of pain and heartache, able to see again, to breathe again, as one. I am lost in that spell when Chris's cell phone rings and he digs it.